So basically, been finding a way to move forward in this season. Huge transition period. I need to like become a new version of myself for what is for the life I have now, for the life I'm coming into for the next season. And it's been there's been a lot of noise inside, a lot of advice, a lot of amazing advice and counsel, but still some noise inside. And there's been that tugging to come back to the basics of how I, you know, found inner peace in the beginning, and that's always been with God. And so I decided today to start a challenge where I try my best to sleep early and I wake up early and pray and meditate. It was just like building off a discipline kind of stack. And then on top of that, I can develop further other things. So as I was praying, I've been praying for a while recently, asking God to show me how to navigate this new season and to evolve to become a new man of capacity and vision for this now phase of my life. And I received the passage, you know, while I was praying. And it's funny because when I finally went to read that passage, which I'm going to read now, I'd been praying in my prayer journal the days prior to the beginning of this challenge. I'd been praying the earlier verses, but the ending verse was what I was using as part of like my confession lines. And so what was this scripture? It was Psalm 16, verse 9 to 11. Actually, it was the entire Psalm 16, but what prompted the prompt that came up was, "You will show me the path of life." That's literally something I've been praying for, basically, that Lord, show me how you're seeing this season, show me how you're seeing these situations, show me how to move. And so as I was praying, I heard, "You will show me the path of life." And so I go to the scripture and I'm reading the whole thing. And so let's just quickly dive into Psalm 16. And it says, "Protect me, God, because I trust in you." And it's funny, you think protect me, God, because, you know, maybe there are enemies attacking him and whatnot. But the further verses will show what exactly David's state of mind is. It says, "Protect me, God, because I trust in you. I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. Every good thing I have comes from you. Every good thing I have comes from you. Protect me, Lord, because I trust in you. You are my Lord. Every good thing I have comes from you." So I can relate to this, especially because now I'm in a place where I've been struggling with anxiety or fear of failing, fear of not being able to scale, you know, especially coming out of this place of serious comparison where all my mates and all my compares seem to have made advancements in areas that I want advancement in, even though, and this could be something we could talk about another day, even though most of these people I'm trying to compare myself with are specialists, this is literally all they do in those fields. And here I am having multiple things that I'm actively involved in that are amazing. Maybe I should have peace in those things, or maybe I should strip down, but I'm struggling to strip down. If you're a multi-potentialite, you know what I'm talking about. But basically what he's saying is, protect me. So I received it was, protect my heart. Protect how I'm looking at these things. Protect my peace. Because at the end of the day, when all is said and done, every good thing I have and I've ever had comes from you. There are some verses that follow after that I'm still trying to meditate over. It says, "There are godly people in the world. I enjoy them. But those who turn to idols will have much pain." So it's like, every good thing I have comes from you. There are many godly people too who have this kind of thing. So this is how I'm hearing it in my spirit. And he's saying, but there are those who have turned to idols to have. They say there are those who have turned to idols and they will have much pain. What I'm hearing was, there are those who turn to idols to have these good things. So I'm now getting Matthew 6 vibes where he's saying, oh, even the pagans pray for what to eat, what to drink, what to wear, all those things that we're concerned for. But beyond that, I'm even talking about maybe like how to achieve, be high achieving, be successful. And he's saying, there are those who have turned to idols, but they will have much pain. Me, I'm not going to offer blood or make sacrifices to those idols. I won't even speak their names. No, the Lord is all I need, and he takes care of me. Every good thing I have and ever have come from the Lord. And he continues in verse 6, my share, and then to me, factual, and this might be personal, this is personal to me, but this is verse 6, my share in life has been pleasant, and my path has been beautiful. This is the truth. And I praise the Lord because he guides me. Even at night, I feel his leading. I keep the Lord before me always because he is close by my side. Close by my side. Therefore, I will not be hurt. So I rejoice and I am glad. Even my body has hope. This is because you will not leave me in the grave. So this is where we get that famous scripture. So by the way, I'm reading the International Children's Bible version. It's a lovely version on YouVersion Bible app. Very simple, down-to-earth English. Not trying to be, not trying to be super dramatic. Just simple, everyday English. International Children's Bible. So it might sound different, but this is like that verse that says, "You will not let my leave my soul in the grave." You know, you will not let your Holy One rot. So it's funny how he's coming from. Let me just read. He says, "This is because you will not leave me." He says, "I rejoice and I am glad." So I rejoice and I am glad. So I rejoice and I am glad. This version is also this chapter is also giving me Philippians 4 vibes. Rejoice again, I say rejoice, for the Lord is near. Rejoice again, I say rejoice. He says, "So I rejoice and I am glad. Even my body has hope. This is because you will not leave me in the grave. You will not let your Holy One rot." And the next verse that follows is, "You will teach me God's way to live. You will teach me your way to live. Being with you fills me with joy, and at your right hand I will find pleasure forevermore." That is, you will not leave. I rejoice again. I say rejoice, and I'm happy because, and I don't lose hope because you will not leave me to rot in the grave. You will not allow your Holy One. You will not leave me in the grave. You will not allow your Holy One to rot. No, you will teach me your way, how to move, how to live. For in your presence there's fullness of joy, and at your right hand I will find pleasures forevermore. It's funny that this scripture is coming where David is talking about needing God's help to hold his peace and to hold his heart in the right place, especially in the phase where it feels like things are falling apart or he's confused about how to move forward. And even though anxiety and depression and comparison is trying to steal his joy, like he has never been successful or made progress in life, he's saying, to be fair, I've had a good life so far. My path has been great. And I cannot lie, every good thing I have and enjoy, whether it's my gifts, my callings, my journey so far, has come from the Lord. So I'm not going to, at this point, turn to idols or other things. I will not even consider them like other people have. No, I will focus and keep my heart on the Lord because he takes care of me. So, and I know he will take care of me. And so now, even now, I will rejoice because, and I am glad because, and even my body has hope because the Lord will not leave me in the grave. And so I'll jump back to my notes. It says, God is saying to trust him, to renew my trust in him, for he will keep me and bring good things my way, as he always has. He will not leave me in the grave, that place I feared the most, the place where lives, the place where destinies, the place where graces and visions go to when they die or when they fail. Because for me, one of the core fears I have is, afraid that all the things that God has given me will die, or I will not scale them or make the most of them. But God is saying I should trust in him because he will keep me and bring me good things my way as he always has. And he will not leave me in the grave. He will not let his Holy One, whether it's me, my dreams, nor his graces upon my life, and even the lives that those graces are given to empower, he will not let them rust. He will not let them go to waste. He will not let me end as nothing. I will not be a failure. Hallelujah. No, now this is still inspired of that scripture. It says, no, in fact, he will not just keep me, but he will also show me, teach me how to live. He will also teach me how to live because he's with me. Being with you, now I'm quoting the scripture, being with you fills me with joy, and at your right hand, I will find pleasures forevermore. So now picture a father and his son walking through the woods going on a hike in the woods. Even better, picture you and a perfect good father, the kind that could only be a movie character. Picture him walking behind you, side by side as you're going on this new hiking trail, with his right hand over your shoulder as you both walk. And then you come to a puzzling path. There's a boulder, there's a rock, there's a fork in the road. And you're trying to know how best to put your foot. And it's not just a fork in the road, it's a marshy place. You're trying to know how best to step. And then Isaiah 30 verse 21 comes in. And it says, if you go the wrong way, to the right or to the left, you will hear a voice behind you that will say, this is the right way, walk in it. Father, in this moment, I just pray that you help me and whoever is listening to this, help me to rejoice and to know that you are near. Help me to embrace and be grateful for my portion in life that you have given me. Every good thing I have has come from you. Thank you, Father, Lord. I rejoice, and I have hope in my body. I have hope in my soul because I know you will not leave me to die. You will not leave my dreams to die. You will not leave your graces upon me to die. You will not leave me small. You will not leave me overwhelmed by the enemy. You will not leave me overwhelmed by envy or comparison. You will not leave me afraid of being small or failing. You will not allow the gifts upon my life to rot. You will not allow the lives I've been destined to help to rot. You will not allow me to be cut down and destroyed or go to waste. You will teach me how to move this season, how to navigate this season. I receive grace to navigate this season. I receive wisdom to navigate this season. I hear your voice saying, this is the way to go. This is the way to go. This is the way to go. And because you're with me, I am full of joy. Even as I navigate this season, I am full of joy. And at your right hand, I am comforted. I find pleasures. You'll be pointing me, hey, look, see that, take that, hey, see that, move. Lord, I step into this clarity. My heart is open to receive your clarity. My heart is open to receive your instructions. My heart is open. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Reta brandalados. Thank you, Father. Oh Lord, let your words go deep into my soul. Let your words stay with me. Help me to meditate on your word throughout this day. Lord, you will not let me to be. You will not leave me in the grave. 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 You will not leave my destiny in the grave. You will not leave my graces and visions to go. You will not let my visions and grace go to die. You will not allow me and my dreams, your graces upon my life, to go to waste, to rot. No, I will not be a failure. Hallelujah. I will not fail. Hallelujah. I will not be small. Hallelujah. I am great. I am great by the Spirit of God. Oh, you will teach me how to live. You will teach me how to maneuver this season. You will teach me how to manage what you have given me. I am fully aware of your presence, oh Lord. Oh, I am helped in this season. I am helped in this season. Thank you, Lord. I commit the rest of this day into your hands. Give us grace and victory and strength in the name of Jesus.